Good evening, America. I'm your radio podcast host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez, broadcasting to you tonight from Port Huron, Michigan. And this is a little special greeting to you. First of all, Thanksgiving Day is coming. It's coming up this coming week on Thursday. And I wish each and every one of you, my Facebook fans and Twitter fans and all listeners alike across the United States of America, across Canada, as this starts a Black Friday coming up and shopping for the family and the children in the family, grandchildren, brothers and sisters. I want you to take time about remember your holidays. Remember back to when you was a kid and gathered at Christmas table for your Christmas dinner and how you opened presents on Christmas morning after the belief that Santa Claus had run and come by your house. Now, many of you have dreams, but I want you to also realize to be thankful for two things. Last week, we celebrated Veterans Day. And I want to give special thanks to our veterans, our men and women in the armed forces of the United States of America, in our Navy and our Army, our Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and National Guard. All branches of service throughout. I thank you for the great job you've done in keeping our country free. I thank you for the wars you served and the veterans for you, your great service. God bless you. Now, I am here because I am thankful that we have an America that's free. Free, we can choose the religion we want to worship. Free, the right to criticize the government and the people serves the government. The government is supposed to be for us by the people of the people. Not us, a government, a people of the government. Now our flag weighs high. We need to look up and salute the flag. This here United States of America, we gladly stand and say, USA, USA. Now, I, along with everybody believes it's a disgrace to kneel during our national anthem, but be that it is, shame on them, because they shouldn't be in America if they're going to do that. But I'm proud of our country because we have a president that stands up for us, the Americans, and our rights. I'm glad to be an American because it's here in the United States of America. We can say gladly that we are a free nation of peoples, free to make decisions, free to follow them, free to follow our dreams and our ideas to make it come true. We work hard together as a peoples for these visions. We have a right to say what we want to impress and the freedom of press, the freedom of choice. I'm Southern by birth, raised in Alabama, born in Alabama. Now, I've lived across most of the South. I've stayed in Iowa for a while. I've been to Illinois, the southern part where people feel like you're Southern and feel like your people can be welcoming you. I've lived across the Mississippi River and seen dreams of where I'd like to go. and been inspired to write in my lifetime. Now, I'm the proud author of 279 books and presently working on 4 more new titles coming. I'll go where God leads me, but be that, I just want to say to you a very happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. To Canadians, our neighbors to the north, God bless you for your support of the United States of America, and our support for you. We thank you for being the ally that you are and the good peoples that you are in Canada. I know that there's some loyal Canadians that believe as we believe. And then there is a Canadians that just open their arms to that which is to come. But I pray for you. Well, you pray for our United States of America that's been divided and fracases across the country. We are a nation of equality, a peoples of equality, one for all for one. We serve a purpose, and that is to help you who want democracy too. We share those ideas, creating and giving, bringing up and sharing. We've come to teach you how to farm, how to raise crops on your soils. Meanwhile, here in the United States, my fear is it's becoming more and more crowded, and the farms are disappearing in the United States of America, slowly, fraction by fraction. Violence has obstructed our view. We've become a nation of unforgiving hearts for the past. We keep bringing it up and dwelling on it rather than forgetting about what is in the past. We've let the dust of the storms blind our view. We've let the storm bring about destruction in its paths in front of us. And that destruction is us. We're destroying our own selves because we fear. We hear the rants. The rants to President Trump is because it is us, the people, who elected him, and we want America first, not last. We want our respect back, which was destroyed in the predecessors before Trump. We should give President Trump unite as the cause of America, that our voices spoke out in democracy and electing him. After all, we believe. So do you believe? Let's give thanks for what we have, rather than taking it for granted. Cherish the America that's here, the United States of America, red, white, blue. Stars of 50s in all. All states united for one nation. Beneath blue skies forever. From sea to sea. North to south, east to west. From mountain to valleys. To level lands and to farms. To the laborer, it works hard labors in our plants, and building, and making. But to the construction worker who builds the buildings and pours the concrete. or do the railroad crews carry freight by rail and by trucks across country? We thank you and we salute you too, because you serve America too. Here we are, not far from our nation's 300th birthday. Now, it is in 1976 we celebrate our 200th birthday. I remember the man walking across on his hands and knees, pulling a cart. It came by the school I went, crawling across the United States of America. All because he went to celebrate the bicentennial. Let's get out and celebrate every day at America freedom. The freedom we have. Let it be refreshing and new. When you come to America, let's forget about the old that you have. Leave it over there. Shed that which you came from. Be not ashamed to be people. Get rid of the old and have new. And that's freedom that you didn't have before over there. That which was forced on you no longer is forced on you. Let's live side by side and get along. And stop. Let's work and aim to stop the gun violence in the United States. Not by ridding our gun rights. That's not the answer. It's the people that's killing with the guns. We need to have a national bank of a list of every one of those people that has sought and had mental health issues. We need that so the police can be access to that. Now, and any pawn shop can have access to the federal records. Any gun shop that sells these guns has access to these. And doing the background checks. That shouldn't be confidentiality. It should be made public. Now, that's the answer. That's what we should have. Not ridding our right to bear arms. Our right to carry, have arms and guns. Let's become a nation of brothers and sisters to forgive those who've done wrong to you before. And let's stop the discrimination against them so that they can get fair jobs and housing. Let's bring back our manufacturing, which made us the backbone of the United States, a stronger nation of the wills of the people. Now, here it is. As we gather at the Thanksgiving table to give thanks here in the United States. Now, Canada celebrated in October. Now, here we are, North America, instead of being one nation and one to another nation celebrating the same time. It should be that way. Now, I'm sure each nation has its own traditions. Poor Barry, I'm not going to come between those cultures. But if you celebrate one, you still celebrate it both ways. Because you're neighbors. Thanksgiving should be this Friday, or this Thursday, coming up on November 24th. Oh, excuse me, November 22nd. That's Thanksgiving. That's the day it should be. In Canada, as well as the United States. Who created that idea? Most time we celebrate Christmas together, so why can't we celebrate Thanksgiving in the same days? Now, that's a different hand. But I just wanted to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. And a late belated happy Veterans Day. And I know many states have snow on the ground. Many provinces in Canada have snow on the ground right now. And it's feeling like winter. But we have a warm heart. And that's a warm heart of caring, giving, and openness. Neighbor to neighbor. Friend and friend. Not as enemy, nor foe against foe. But let's not rise to put down a democracy. Let us be the proud democracy, shining stars, world over. Let's be America first so that we have respect and our morals back. Let's rid this horror culture society of molestic Caledosius treachery that we have going on. Ranging from same-sex marriages. That's a shame. Let's put back God on schools, grounds, and sporting events. Prayers back in schools, and prayers back in government. And let's put God back in the pledge allegiance to the flag and to country. Let's keep God on our coins and keep the Bibles in classrooms, teaching it, creation, and teaching God rather than physics that we came from the Big Bang Theory that Professor Stephen Hawking founded and the TV show Big Bang Theory influences. That's not truth. It's mythical illusions created by the distorting mind. God bless you, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast show. I'm your radio podcast host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez, broadcasting to you tonight from Port Huron, Michigan. Our time is 9:49 p.m. Overcast skies, and it is presently lowering around 32 or 34 degrees. 32 degrees right now. Oh, excuse me, 30 degrees in Port Huron, Michigan. And I pray for a warming trend across the country. I pray for a mild winter here in Michigan, across the United States. God bless America. So long until next time. Each and every one of you, take care. And feel free to leave comments to the show. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, say, I'd like to be a guest. And we'll culminate on any subject you would like to talk about. After all, the show's about you, the plain ordinary citizen, and your ideas, and what your views are, how we can make our country better, how we can improve the world. Thank you, and God bless America.